into the garbage, you flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
And I'm Sarah.
So, there is so much Star Wars stuff happening that it's hard to know what to talk about, but we have decided to talk about this one thing because we were looking forward to this so much. Resistance Reborn has come out, and this was one of the like center points of the journey to the Rise of Skywalker. And everybody's been talking about it, but we have so many feelings about this. We have to. So it came out on November 5th, I want to say.
Yep.
And is by Rebecca Roanhorse. And oh my God.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is everything I wanted plus more.
So this book takes place in the days following the Battle of Crait. It is like very... like, almost immediately after, I'd say.
Yeah, it's within days.
And so the story is about... The main focus is on Leia getting Poe to bring people into the Resistance, I'd say.
Yeah, the Resistance needs leaders. And so Leia sends Poe out to look for people.
Yes. And he gets Black Squadron back. Who was last seen in the Poe Dameron comic.
Yay, Black Squadron.
Yeah. For everybody who hadn't read the Poe Dameron comic, that...
you should.
Well, I mean, yes, you should, definitely. But, like, this was the, you know, they did not die in any of these attacks that happened. They were just not around for the evacuation of Dakar or the Battle of Crait or any of these things. They were on other missions. And so Poe goes to get his team, and specifically he wants to talk to Stapp Wexley because of Stapp Wexley's connections. And Sarah, would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I would in fact like to talk about that a little bit. Stapp Wexley's mother is Nora, who is amazing and wonderful and everything, and a little bit insane.
She was introduced in the Aftermath trilogy by Chuck Wendig, and she was incredible in that, and she has not lost a step in the 30 years since that happened.
And Nora's husband, who is Wedge Antilles.
Yay! Oh my god, I'm so happy about that.
I am so happy about that.
I shipped them so hard in Aftermath, and I was so happy that they settled down with each other.
Yes.
And really settled.
Yeah. I mean, they have not quite a farm, but a farm.
It's a farm, yeah.
And space chickens, species I can't remember, but they are space chickens.
And Wedge was going to name them.
And yeah, they stepped away from everything and sort of had a life.
They did. But we're always kind of ready, like ready to jump back into things. But kind of in the back of their minds, they're like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. I particularly liked when Snap and is it... Carrie, is that how you pronounce her name?
Carrie, I think.
Snap's wife, Snap is married. He got married in the Poe Dameron comics to another member of Black Squadron. They go to get Wedge and Nora. And I was saying things and I just completely lost my train of thought. Okay, the reluctance.
Wedge does have that reaction to people. It does cause that reaction in people.
The reluctance, like, because they go to get them, and their Wedge and Nora aren't, like, they're not immediately jumping at the call. But they both pack.
Without telling each other.
Because
they both thought they were giving each other time. And they both knew that they were going
to
go.
But, oh, I think we also have to talk about the moment where Snap tells Wedge what happened.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking.
That, oh my god.
I mean, that was a scene that was in the previews.
But I think we actually got a little more here. Like, there were some lines that had been cut out.
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely longer in the book. But that was just, Wedge and Luke were friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, we haven't really gotten it in the expanded, in the new expanded universe, because we haven't really seen a lot of Luke. And actually, last night, I was smiling, because I, Disney Plus is now a thing, so I binged the original Star Wars trilogy. And just seeing them shake hands at the end of Return of the Jedi just warmed my heart so much.
Oh.
But seeing the scene of Wedge finding out that Luke was dead, you really got a feeling of the camaraderie between them and how much they cared for each other. And also, just from a shippy point of view, I could totally see Luke and Wedge having a fling during the rebellion. That's just me.
Yeah, or the whole, oh my gosh, we're not dead.
Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah. But, like, just kind of, like, Wedge's reaction to, I mean, even before he finds out that Luke has died, but when he's talking about, apparently Luke told Wedge all about Dagobah. Just Wedge saying that Luke owed him no explanation for why he walked away from the New Republic to go off to find the Jedi. And that line about they were kids together, it's just like, for some reason, they struck my shippy chord.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I really do.
But yes, Wedge and Nora get back into the action of things, and I love it so, so much. Ugh, cannot even say how much I love it.
Yeah, no, that was perfect. But the thing about that was, as amazing and wonderful and awesome as it was, we knew it was coming.
We did. There were things that we did not know that were coming. And oh my god, gag of the century. When this came up, I actually had to stop reading, get up, and walk around because I did not see it coming. Ransom Caster Foe from Bloodline was still alive.
Yeah, so the first time he was mentioned, before we found out he was one of the prisoners, all I could think was, oh my gosh, we're actually going to find out what happened to him. Is he alive? Is he dead? I mean, because Bloodlines just left it hanging. I was ready to go just like, we're going to have a conclusion to that story. We don't actually have a conclusion to that story.
No.
Because he's not dead.
No, he is not. And he is now with the Resistance.
That's how I felt about that. Just sound effects and flailing.
Of course you know this means that when The Rise of Skywalker comes out and we see the Resistance, I am going to be trying to see if I can find someone who looks like Caster Foe in the background.
There's going to be a lot of characters we're looking for in the background now, I think.
Like, because I don't think that they will feature him. Well, he could be a character that has, like, one line and they never explain who exactly he is. But, like, in the visual guide, it'll be like, yes, this is, you know, Senator Caster Foe, who is now part of the Resistance and is a good friend of Leia's.
Yeah, when I got to the end of the book, that's what I was thinking, was how many of these characters are just going to be background shots in the movie. And that would be so cool.
I believe Star Wars Explained did a video on characters from Resistance Reborn that might turn up in Rise of Skywalker and kind of the probability of it. Man, I mentioned Star Wars Explained a lot, but Star Wars Explained does so many good videos.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this book is all about building up the Resistance from 24 people on the Millennium Falcon and having them be a credible threat to the First Order. And that's kind of what all of the journey to the Rise of Skywalker has been. And I'm loving it because certainly we need it because we were in such a dark place. A dark but hopeful place. And now we're getting the, you know, the little seedlings coming up from those seeds of hope that are there.
And with the time jump between Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, a lot of that rebuilding is going to have happened off screen.
Yes.
So the books, the comics, stuff like that is the perfect place for it.
And this book, oh my, just, it pulls from so many places. Like, somebody referred to it as the Avengers Infinity War of Star Wars books.
I was just going to say that, actually. I'm not surprised someone else has said it, but yeah.
But it pulls from the video games because, character names. I don't know I'm so terrible at character names.
Me too. I warned you about this, too.
I meant to make notes on this. last night, but instead I binged Star Wars. So
I did not mean to make notes. I just admit that I'm bad at names. The Inferno Squad ones?
Yes.
Zay and, hang on, the Doros. Shriv.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I came up with names.
We'll clap and try to not knock my microphone while I'm clapping.
Please don't.
But yeah, I mean, like, who saw that coming?
I didn't.
And we also get an explanation as for why none of Leia's allies came to help them on Crait. It's because the First Order is rounding them up.
Yeah. Do you think Lando was one of those that got rounded up?
I was wondering, like, throughout this entire book, I was like, why? No, I mean, I know why they didn't reference Lando, because they're saving that for the movie.
Right.
But, like, Lando has to be somewhere.
Underground? Hiding in a casino?
On Ryloth with his wife?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, they were on Ryloth, so that would not really work. But also, more characters that have turned up in other things. The Rylothian characters. Rylothian. Yep. Twi'lek character. How did I get Twi'lek wrong?
You cannot cut that out.
No.
That has got to stay in.
Yeah, no, people can make fun of me first. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. There's no excuses. I came up with the Inferno Squad character names.
There's been too much Star Wars in the last couple of days, and my brain is all mushy.
Yeah, excuses. All right, right. So the Twi'leks.
Yes.
Have names?
Yes. I want to say Yendor.
That sounds right to me. And his kids?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm trying to pull things up right now because Wikipedia usually saves my life. It's not coming. But these are other characters who have appeared in other books. Yendor first appeared in Lost Stars, I want to say. Then it appears in Bloodline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
I know he's in Bloodline.
Which were both done by Claudia Gray. Yeah, I think Yendor is, well, I mean, obviously would be very young, like a kid in Lost Stars. Yes, according to Wikipedia, Yendor appears in Lost Stars, Bloodline, and in a interlude in Life Debt, which okay. I did not remember the Life Debt one.
Me neither,
yeah.
But.
But yeah, no, we're bringing all of these books that have been sort of, you know, self-contained and it's all coming together finally, like, because this is it. Like, Star Wars is reaching its pinnacle, its climax, so we've got to bring all of these things together that we've set up, and I'm loving it so much. I've done this a lot over the past week or so. I need to talk about Poe.
Okay. I will always talk about Poe.
Because there is a lot of stuff going on in this book. There's, I think, I'd say 3 or 4 plot lines going on simultaneously. But Poe's plotline, I think, is definitely the driving force behind this book. And this is really the fallout from The Last Jedi. This is him trying to go from that mutinous hothead who's not really looking at the consequences of his actions and becoming the leader that Leia wants him to be. And we know he will be in The Rise of Skywalker.
Right, the leader that Leia knows he can be.
And the one that he's going to have to be. Because, I mean, we do have some Carrie footage for The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to have enough to have her leading the entire resistance. So it's going to fall onto Poe to do. And I think that they've done a really good job in this of setting him up as a leadership role. And, I mean, he goes out to try to find people who can lead the resistance, and his biggest shots at doing that are Wedge and Nora, and mm-hmm. they end up not wanting to do that.
Right. They just want to go find more people in the end.
How happy were you that Wedge was just like, I'm good, I just want to be a pilot?
Oh, that just, it's so true to his Legends character. And I loved it. I loved everything about that. It's like current canon Wedge has almost no character. And so just to pull that one little bit back and go, this is a man who is a pilot to his core, is Perfect. Beautiful.
We didn't mention all of the people that Wedge brought in.
No, we didn't.
Oh my god, why am I blanking on the... It's seriously long day. Wraith Squadron is Legends. It's not...
Wraith Squadron is Legends. Yeah. It is Wraith Squadron's spiritual successor.
Is it Phantom Squadron? Yeah. Yeah, no, I... For some reason, I didn't want to say Phantom, because I was like, no, I feel like that's Hera. But no. No.
No, it's Phantom Squadron.
It's Phantom Squadron. Hera's Spectre. That's what it is.
Everyone is ghosts.
All of these ethereal groups out there. And you know Wedge named them Phantom Squadron because of Hera. But yeah.
Yeah.
They come back. Some of them originals from the Aftermath trilogy. Mm-hmm. Some of them the children of, because they are no longer around. But yeah, there's just, that's what Wedge wants to do. He wants to fly. He wants to bring people in. And I am so hoping that in The Rise of Skywalker, we get a scene of Wedge and Nora coming and bringing people in.
That would be awesome. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, are still rumors about Dennis Lawson making an appearance.
Yeah, no, and I think that's very possible at this point.
And I think if they have Dennis Lawson appearing as Wedge, they're going to have to put somebody in as Nora, because Nora is so tied to his
life.
Yeah. I mean, they're married, so.
Yeah.
And we know that Snap is going to be in it, so yeah, I'd love to see Nora appear in things too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But yeah, so Poe is... I'm trying to avoid talking about, because I often fall into thirst traps when it comes to Poe, but there was a lot of attention paid to how attractive Poe Dameron is.
Everyone mentioned it.
And the first person to do it is Wedge.
Yeah. I mean, Poe is very attractive.
He is, and he has great hair.
And everyone mentions that, too.
Yeah, and it was funny, after this book came out, it was all over Twitter, just... how attractive Poe is. I called it a Pomance.
Nice.
Because everybody was commenting on just how much they love Poe and how much they lust after him too. Because yeah, it's not only been in this, but also in Spark of the Resistance, which I don't know if you've read that.
Is that the young adult one? Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Which is also very good. It is very, it's like a quick read. You can do it in like an hour.
Bathroom break. Couple of bathroom breaks.
But I actually was chatting with Rebecca Rowenhorse on Twitter about the references to Poe. And apparently Justine Ireland, who wrote Spark of the Resistance, was the one who was really poking her to put in the references.
Nice.
But yeah, so we had like Wedge commenting on the hair. Maz Kanata thinks he's very attractive. I like Maz so much.
Yeah, Maz is great.
I loved her part. She's a character who always seems to be putting people on their path. She does that with Finn. She does that with Rey. And in this book, she does that with Poe. Because Poe comes in and is like, hey, Leia wants you to help us lead the resistance. And she doesn't say it in so many words, but basically Maz's whole thing was, well, what are you for?
Right.
We get some undercover work where, you know, Finn and Poe dress up all fancy.
I want to see Finn in that suit.
I'm working on fan art.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'm doing a couple things. I'm actually, right at this second, I'm working on one from Spark of the Resistance. I'm doing Poe with the flower crown.
Nice.
But I want to do them dressed up undercover. And because the Storm Pilot shippers would not forgive me if I didn't mention that, this book was pretty shippy for Poe and Finn.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, Poe ties...
His tie.
Yeah.
It's the cutest visual ever.
It is adorable. Just since I'm mentioning shipping, I have to say one of the things that I disliked about this book was the quick dismissal of both Rey and Finn and Rose and Finn.
See, I didn't mind that.
mean, I don't mind them being just being friends, but that it just kind of happens very quickly in a conversation with Poe. It's just, that's kind of what I didn't like about it.
I can understand that, but I think because now we know it's going to be dropped for the movie completely. It's better to get it taken care of and explained now than spending limited film time.
That's fair. Though I don't know if it's going to be dropped for the movie because, I mean, like, there's still, like, a year or so between, so we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it might be that they want to show them actually getting together, whether it's Rey or Rose that Finn gets with. I don't know. Or maybe it's Poe. Who knows?
Right.
Like, at this point, like, it's all up in the air. And actually, it could be that let's drop all of these relationships in this so that when we do have the time skip, that we can actually set it up in the movie instead.
Okay.
Yeah. I am not counting Rose out. Personally, I am still in the tank for Finn Rose.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if Rose was just like, yeah, it was a moment, because in her head, she's just like, you need to sort out all of your Rey stuff.
Right. I was amused at Poe being jealous of Rey for Finn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was cute.
I know this is mostly about Resistance Reborn, but I will talk, because, I mean, we're not going to be doing an episode for Spark of the Resistance, so we can also talk about that a little bit. Spark of the Resistance, I really loved for, and this is no shade on Finn, I loved that Finn wasn't in there.
Yeah. No, that was kind of awesome.
I liked that. Let's take all of Finn's girlfriends and boyfriend and have them interact with each other without their safety net.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I thought that was a really smart move to build up a relationship between these other characters that are obviously going to be in a different place in the movie. And also, Spark of the Resistance is just, it's a cute book. So please go check it out. There, I have been trying to push it online because so many people have been talking about Resistance Reborn, and we're talking about Resistance Reborn. But, you know, don't sleep on Spark of the Resistance because it is also a very good book that also talks about Poe's hair.
Most things talk about Poe's hair at this point, I think.
It's going to have its own Disney Plus series next year.
I'd watch it.
I would too.
Okay. All right. I think we're both getting a little...
Yeah, we're getting a little punchy.
Little punchy.
Yeah. We haven't talked anything about the First Order plot that was in this book. Probably because the character in the First Order plot was just such a loathsome character. I did not commit his name to memory because I hated him so much.
Darn it. Yeah, I don't remember it.
He is a Corellian who is part of the First Order out of just to be opportunistic, because that's where he's going to, like, rise in the ranks. And I hated him. He seemed to get way too much pleasure in taking these prisoners and putting them into labor camps. Because they were famous prisoners.
Yeah, he was enjoying looking down on people that had fallen, basically. Yeah.
He was a loathsome, he was, and I mean, that was the point of him, so, like, good job on that.
But I like good guys.
I know.
Which means that the bad guys kind of become background. Yeah.
But we do end up getting a good guy out of that storyline, because we have the 15-year-old First Order member who ends up joining the Resistance because of being so mistreated, and I liked her.
Yeah, she was interesting.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember her name either.
I can't remember anybody's. I can barely remember your name right now.
I don't remember my name. Something with a Y, right?
I believe so. I should have. I don't even have my copy of the book next to me, so this was just an ill-advised review.
My book was digital, so I can't really flip through it to start with.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a whole First Order plot line. It was there.
Yeah. And it was well done for this is just a really good book. Like, it is a quick read. I think I did it in an evening. I did it in, like, maybe 2-3 hours.
Okay. I think it took me about 4 days just because I was reading it interspersed at work.
Yes. I am familiar with the way you read things.
When I refer to reading in bathroom breaks, I'm being serious.
I'm pretty sure the people at your work probably think that you have some sort of UTI with the amount that you probably go to, like, read your books in the bathroom.
Oh, they have no idea. It's a nice thing about working, essentially, as your own watch person. No one oversees what I do, basically.
But yeah, no, I think that for what it looks the Resistance has become in The Last Jedi as a strong force against the First Order, I think this was an important book to have, and I loved the connections to everything else that came before it. And if you haven't read it, I mean, I don't know who's going to listen to this that hasn't read it yet, because we certainly spoiled a lot of things, but read it, because I think that this is going to inform a lot of what's going on with those characters.
Yeah, I think it leads to a lot of interesting possibilities for the movie.
Yeah, and also it's new Star Wars content, and there's none of that happening right now.
Nope, not a thing. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh my god, I'm panicking at Disney Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
It's like I look at it and it's just like, oh my god, I want to watch all of it right now. Put it in my brain. Just like a direct IV. Just.
Yep.
And there's stuff there that like I have not seen before, like the Lego Star Wars stuff. I've not seen that.
Oh, I love the Lego Star Wars stuff.
I just never had the chance to. And so okay. It's there now. And I think it's Empire of Dreams. Is that the documentary they have?
Yep, it's on my phone downloaded, so I have to watch it at some point.
Yeah, I saw it before, but I haven't seen it in years, so I would like to watch it.
Yep.
I just wish they had From Empire to Jedi, because that was the documentary that I grew up with.
Yes.
And I love that one so much.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe eventually.
Maybe. We have now migrated into a Disney Plus coverage podcast, though, so.
Yeah, but that's how things go, just because there's just so much Star Wars coming out right now.
There is a lot of Star Wars coming out.
Yeah, and if you can find the time between all of the other Star Wars that you're enjoying, read Resistance Reborn.
Definitely, yes. Seriously, agree. Read quick. Do it before the Rise of Skywalker comes out. You will not regret it.
And we will be back very soon, because there's just so much Star Wars and we want to cover it all. Please tell us how you feel about Resistance Reborn. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, and I am MC Frotus on Twitter.
And I am Murnell.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr. We're the Trash Compactor Podcast. And if you're enjoying the show, please consider supporting us on Patreon. We're Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon, and supporting us will help us make more episodes and do more fun stuff in the Star Wars universe. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.